My brother Jason and I grew up in Paducah, Kentucky, where they still shutter down on Sundays for the Lord's Day. And every Sunday, Jason and I would go with our family to church, and we would do vacation Bible school, and we would go to church camp. And you would think that through all this, Jason and I would be really close brother and sister, but we weren't. We would even pass each other on the staircase in our own home, like we were on the New York subway system. Oh, who's that? Get away from me. Who are you? So we didn't get along, but as we got older, we started to have a little bit more in common. We both became teachers, and so we could share that eye roll when you talk about today's student. And then he met and married a former high school sorority sister of mine. And yeah, in Paducah, we have high school sororities. I don't know why. it scarred me for life. But so we did. And she and I became closer. And then I met and fell in love with Bruce. And Bruce was like the brother Jason always wished he'd had. And so finally I thought, oh, we're getting on this brother-sister thing. We're finally going to have that, hey, sis, hey, bro, let me give you a noogie. How's it going? Relationship. And, yeah, I was really excited for that. And so when Bruce and I got engaged and we went home to Paducah to celebrate with my family, I sit there with this, like, big idea, and I just bust it out over dinner. I said, hey, Jason, Bruce and I would love it if you would do the honor of marrying us. You could just get ordained online. All our friends are doing it. It's no big deal, I thought. And then he said, I wasn't expecting this. I'll have to get back to you. And I thought, okay, all right, well, you can get back to us. And he did. A few months later, it was Thanksgiving weekend, and he and his wife and my mom and dad came to Baltimore for Bruce and I to host Thanksgiving weekend. And after, you know, too much food and too much conversation about bridal bouquets and bridesmaids' dresses and all that crap, Jason pulled Bruce and I aside, and he said, I need to talk to you in private. And he's rubbing his hands through his hair, and he says, I've been praying long and hard on this, and there's just no good way to say it. And he said, but I can't in good conscience marry you. And what it came down to is Bruce and I are what you might call in my town heathens. We don't go to church anymore. And my brother thought it was more than getting ordained online, and it was more about representing us to God. And we weren't really the ideal candidates, he thought. So he said, well, you know, if from now until May you go to church every single Sunday, I'll reconsider. If he could have heard the four-letter words flying through my head at that moment, I swear my butt would have been dragged to church that very Thanksgiving night. Fortunately, I kept my calm, and I thought, oh, I'll just talk about this to Bruce later. But later never really came, because about a week later, I came home from work, and Bruce sat me down, and he said, your mom's called with some bad news. Your brother's in trouble. And I laughed. This isn't even a believable joke. The worst thing my brother did was have more than one pint of Guinness a month. That was his idea of getting crazy. So this isn't a funny prank. But come to find out, my brother had been arrested for having sex with a 17-year-old student. And it didn't matter to me that his wife was standing by his side. I thought, how could he do this to me? But the only thing I wanted to do was put aside my wedding planning and put aside everything else and hop on a plane and get to Paducah, Kentucky and help him with his legal battle. Because the age of consent in Kentucky is 16 and she was 17. And he was the lucky winner of this new law that had just been passed that raised the age of consent to 18 if you're a teacher. And he wasn't even her teacher. So I wanted to go help him, and that's all I could think about doing. Meanwhile, I took a bridesmaid, and I said, would you get ordained online for me? Because I just can't even think about this right now. She said, yeah, we got it. What do you want, Psalms, Proverbs? I got it. So that was taken care of. And I was dealing with my brother and the concern that he wouldn't even make it to my wedding because he had court hearings and procedures going on. But fortunately, he did make it to my wedding, and he was there and very supportive and very humble, which was sad to see. But we had a nice time, and we had lovely family photos here in the Mount Vernon neighborhood. It was a beautiful ceremony. And a few weeks later, Bruce and I were on our honeymoon, and I knew while we were on our honeymoon that my brother was going to be sentenced. And so we took a time out on the day that I knew he was going to be sentenced and went to one of those internet cafes in Berlin, Germany, where the keyboards are backwards and it takes an hour to figure out how to spell your name. And as I'm watching the page slowly fold down, hoping, probation, please, I read that my brother has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. And he must serve at least 91% of that. And so, you know, he's currently serving his sentence in prison. And I wish I could say that we have a pen pal relationship and we're good buddies and I've forgiven everything and all the wounds are healed, but they're not. And it has been a very tender issue between us, especially when I thought we were getting so close to that bond that I'd always wished for. But we do have one thing in common. He has an ongoing legal battle, and we might not exchange how's the weather notes, but we do exchange legal research and legal documents because, you know, after all, he does deserve a fair legal process, and he is my brother. So, thank you.